This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
This hour brought to you by A1 Heating and Air. Stay cool and comfy this summer with A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit A1Heating.com.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning. It's an open phones Friday. If you have anything you would like to talk about today,
anything that may have been going on nationally or locally, 336-3700. That's our local number in the Boise area to call, 336-3700. And if you're outside the area, call toll-free 1-800-529-KBOI, 1-800-529-5264. Call now, 336-3700. You can also hit #670 on a Verizon wireless phone, or you can send in an instant message. That's easy to do. Just do that through our KBOI website, which is KBOI.com. And don't forget, 20 minutes from right now, there will be a terrific sweet deal available at our KBOI.com website. And that is for Cascade Raft and Kayak, $27.50 for a $55 certificate, which will get you a very nice 8-mile raft trip.
And if you've never done it, if you're new to Idaho, or if you've done it every year, there's no downside to this.
No, it's terrific.
This thing is absolutely incredible.
And you can buy more than one if you want to take your family.
Yeah. Talking about Obamacare, whether or not to repeal it, et cetera, Trump's killing his party's health bill. Listen to this headline overnight.
Okay.
Prostitutes. Senate health care bill will devastate us. I know what you're thinking.
I'm wondering.
Plus, there's pictures of prostitutes.
Do they have a spokesperson? And are we just talking maybe like Nevada?
It says hook for care. Adding a voice to the chorus against the Republican-led American Health Care Act is a group not usually heard on protest front lines, prostitutes. Licensed prostitutes in Nevada.
Okay, there we go. That's what I was thinking, because otherwise it just wouldn't seem like, you know, they'd want to be on camera or anything.
Working in legal brothels are organizing against legislation they say will devastate them.
They're not going to take this lying down.
Ah, you want to bet?
Sorry.
Other prostitutes across the nation and their families are also jumping on board, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
With Obamacare now under the threat of being repealed and replaced, thousands of prostitutes nationwide were for the first time able to obtain affordable health care insurance for themselves, Chris, and their families, Chris. Huh?
Oh, they
press release yesterday said so.
My guess is they do need more than a yearly checkup. Yeah. I would think.
I wonder how that goes. I don't wonder that much.
I don't wonder that much either.
Yeah. Debbie itself, Hookers for Health Care.
Interesting name.
The group plans to go on a political offensive, lobbying politicians. Oh, that could be bad. Protesting in the streets.
Depending upon your point of view.
On and on and around the world.
Right.
Waging a battle on social media to stop the Republican effort.
Okay.
Yeah, can we look more like buffoons internationally?
You know what? We probably can.
Yeah, you're right. Sad as it is.
Well, about 100 years ago, or possibly a little more, we had a Secretary of State in the United States, and he meant well, obviously. But he called upon the... it was 100 years ago, because it was after World War II, so not quite that long, maybe 70 years ago.
Sure.
And he called upon those in Israel. That's how I know it wasn't 100 years ago. He called upon those in Israel and Egypt at the time to settle their differences like good Christians, which none of them were.
Exactly.
Yeah. You had Muslims, you had Jews, and he said, settle your differences like good Christians, which they didn't seem to understand.
No.
Now, I'm not saying that made us look like buffoons, but I'm not saying
it was close.
I'm not saying that you know, briefly it didn't make at least him look like one.
Yeah. 8:43, we'll be back with your phone calls.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
I was captured by a star, but I could not get by.
Atlanta Rhythm Section. I was just talking about, during the commercial, I was talking about a cruise offer that I got. And in fact, I got the cruise offer, and the next day it said the thing is already sold out. Apparently,
yeah,
a lot of people wanted to go on this one.
These Southern rock things?
Yeah, it was a Southern rock themed cruise. And
I love the guitar player for Atlanta Rhythm Section.
One night they have
so
Lynyrd Skynyrd, one night 38 Special, one night the Atlanta Rhythm Section. They got the Marshall Tucker Band, they got Molly Hatchet, and several others I haven't heard of. But if you like Southern rock, that's a fantastic cruise.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you don't already have tickets, then forget about it entirely.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. All right, let's go to the phones on our Open Phones Friday. Bruce of Boise. Bruce, good morning.
Morning, Paul J. Hey, just had a quick question, and not that I would think that this would ever happen, but I'm curious to, if President Trump gets impeached, mm-hmm. what happens to the office of the presidency? Does it go to Pence, or is there another special election?
It goes to Pence.
Goes to Pence, yeah.
Just automatically goes right to Vice President Pence?
Yes. Unless he's in trouble for something, too. But, I mean, it's a long shot to begin with.
Right, because, you hear all the on the news and stuff, all this, you know, impeach Trump, but nobody ever talks about, well, what happens after that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the process, you know?
Well, you know, and there have been two actual impeachments, but neither one of them were found guilty, so they weren't kicked out of office. That was Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. And there was almost an impeachment with Richard Nixon, but he resigned rather than go through it. So
right.
Ford was his vice president and then, of course, became president. Just automatically there. But, the suspicion or whatever does not immediately go on to the vice president. He just gets the office.
Right, yeah, because it's never happened before. So I just was wondering,
yeah.
The vice presidency. Okay, well, thanks, guys. Congratulations, Paul J. on 50 years. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
The 25th Amendment to the Constitution.
You know, that's an interesting question.
Provisions for all this sort of thing. Now,
yeah.
After the vice president, you saw you didn't see it, I know, but... I watched some of it this past fall, the TV show Designated Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in that show is during the State of the Union address where, you know,
I actually watched
the whole Congress is in there except for like one person.
Yep.
And the whole cabinet and the vice president and the president and the Speaker of the House, you know, everybody, the entire Supreme Court, and somebody blows up the entire Capitol and everybody dies except one guy. There was one guy that was found in the rubble, and I don't want to spoil it for you, but
yeah,
turned out he was in on it. Anyway,
yeah.
But the designated survivor is one cabinet member that they just, you know, keep in a basement somewhere. So if something like that does happen, it turns out to be Kiefer Sutherland, who is not doing 24 anymore.
You know, that show was okay till it got preachy.
Well, yeah.
And then it really got preachy.
See, the trouble with that show, I think, the trouble with a lot of the drama shows is that they'd make a really good movie, but then...
You got to end it.
Yeah, at some point...
There's no ending.
You can't go five or six seasons with the same premise.
No. There's not. And
although,
they're bringing it back, though.
Although, to be fair, 24 did, but, you know...
Aren't they bringing it back? They are.
Yeah, it's coming back, because he's still president.
Will you watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched for a while.
Like but House of Cards or something. I mean, you know, those president shows are actually pretty good.
I have a quick burn in year two.
Mm-hmm.
Something better happen in year two.
Yeah.
Or I'm out of there.
Well, like Under the Dome, I thought was really great in the first season. And then the second season, they just kept adding more weird stuff to it.
And add characters.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that? Let's go to Kevin. Kevin.
Wait a minute. You weren't in the dome before.
No. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Paula.
How are you?
Good. Hey, first of all, I wanted to congratulate you, Paul Jason, on her for 50 years. I think you've known my wife and I probably 40 of those years. So.
You're right. At least 40, I'm sure.
Okay. Congratulations, sir.
Thanks.
Anyhow, just wanted to rehash on this. Last time I even called in on this was the day you spoke about this on Nate Shellman's show. We actually just finally, after 2 months, President Custer finally met with the wrestling supporters 2 weeks ago.
How'd that work out?
Not good, because he refused all options. He said this is his decision, final decision. And the people who went in there were a couple state senators, and some boosters went in there. And they said, this is the wrong decision. You made an incorrect decision. He basically left no other options. He said, it's my decision. I'm the decision maker in this. This whole thing from the beginning to the end, like I said, I'm a very avid Boise State wrestling booster.
Sure. And former wrestler.
Exactly.
Former wrestler there, mm-hmm. Yes. And, I watched here's brand new coaches that were brought in from out of state. They moved their families in here. They left stable jobs. And with the promise from the athletic director and the president that this was a solid program, that they had 100% backing. I was in a meeting when I heard the same thing. So from day one, this has been deceitful lies. And so we decided to go around that and go to the State Board of Education. State Board of Education got a lot of information from Custer that was incorrect and also misleading. And we set the record straight with them, telling them what happened and the process of how it happened. We got a form letter back. And it basically said that the details, day-to-day decisions are made by the president. Well, we dug into that a little bit further, and we found out that letter came from President Custer's office and was sent to the State Board of Education. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure how to respond to that other than I'm disgusted with State Board of Education, their lack of integrity in this and dealing with the situation. One of the last things I'll say is this. We presented different options, win-wins, to President Custer. He's refused them all. The subject of baseball, the wrestling people don't have a problem with that, having baseball, even though it will lose a lot of money based on results. It will lose a lot of money. And I know, Paul Jay, you love baseball. I love baseball. But the wrestling people said we're fine with that. It's five times more expensive than what wrestling is. And in his initial statement, when he said this is the final decision, he said it was a budgetary issue. Now, when the Statesman brought up an article about how much it costs, now it's not a financial situation. So now he's changed.
Yeah.
So we're still plugging away on this. But in the meantime, many of the wrestlers have already left. He's decimated this program.
Yeah. Okay. We're out of time. Thanks for the call.
It's too bad because it's been a fun program. I enjoyed it when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
This hour brought to you by A1 Heating and Air. Stay cool and comfy this summer with A1 Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit A1Heating.com.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning. We are back. KBOI News Time 9:06. Open phones Friday. You have anything you'd like to contribute to the show today, call us 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on Verizon Wireless.
Yeah, call us right now.
Yeah,
about this stuff.
Pete Peterson's on the line.
Okay, great.
Let's go to Pete, find out what's on his fertile mind today. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
It's all right. You can call us gentlemen. We're not going to keep you on any longer.
You didn't ask, but I'm surprisingly well, considering I had a near-death experience.
What happened?
Well, on Wednesday, May 24th, for 7 hours, I was a substitute teacher for 21 second graders.
Oh, no.
Mr. Peterson, Johnny took my pencil make him give it back, it was like that all day.
Wow. How'd you get through it?
Rope.
No, one of the teachers came in briefly in the morning. In 3 minutes, she had them like robots. They were so well behaved.
Wow.
It was amazing. All I can say is that elementary school teachers, anyway, are saints. There's no doubt about that.
You know,
I
have always felt that way.
Well, then your folks were them.
Well, my dad was a high school teacher, but my mother was an elementary school teacher, and I would nominate her for sainthood any day.
Well, she had a double whammy, being an elementary school teacher and having a rapscallion like you for a son.
I'm surprised she's not already a living saint. How's that?
Well, you gentlemen have a wonderful 4th of July.
All right. Thanks.
Probably the fact that we're not Catholic might have something to do with it. But,
yeah.
All right, Pete, have a good 4th of July.
Glad you lived through it.
Yeah, well done there.
That's good, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, my mom taught 2nd grade and then taught 3rd grade most of her career.
Right. Let's go to Daniel of Marsing. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to let everyone know that Post 11065 at the VFW is putting on a flag retirement ceremony in River Park in Marsing on the northern side of the bridge. And it'll be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right before we start our 4th of July celebrations. And the young Marines will be helping out on it.
What's it going to involve?
It's to show the proper way to retire an American flag when it becomes too tattered and torn.
Right. Are you going to have a fire?
And what it does is it shows, what we do is the flag is saluted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's folded and saluted, and then it is put into a fire to properly dispose of it.
Right.
And then the ashes are later buried in the ground.
I was a Boy Scout when I was a kid, and we did that a couple of times at camp. You know, we had some old flags that have been flown for a long time, and you're absolutely right. That is the proper way to dispose of them. But you have to do it in a ceremonial way. It's not, you know, it's not like going to the Capitol steps and just lighting it with a lighter.
No. This is the proper way of doing it, and the young Marines are going to help us out at Caldwell.
All right,
good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. If you have any thing going on over the 4th, give us a call, too. Mm-hmm. Let us know what it is. A
lot of communities.
We'll get you some pub, get it on the air for you.
A lot of communities have terrific 4ths of July or 4th of July's Independence Day celebrations. Let's put it that way. Melba has always had a great one. Mm-hmm. And I've been to the one in Haley before, and that's really a kick.
There's a lot of patriotism.
Yeah.
Hidden away in these smaller towns.
And on the 4th of July, it kind of comes out and says hello.
Yep, I like it.
And we are going to have a fireworks display.
Yeah, it's been moved around, but we are going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
Yeah. It won't be this year at Ann Morrison Park simply because of the conditions on the green belt. And there's a lot of standing water out there. And they really don't need people to be on the banks of the river right now. Because how much did we say it's going to cost to refurbish the green belt? It's several million dollars. You remember what you said yesterday? Was it 14?
14 million dollars.
So
a lot.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, a signature.
It's a signature piece of this area, of Boise and on beyond to the Boise River, definitely. So I think it's a good thing to have.
Yep, it is indeed. All right, you're listening to Idaho Talks Live. Open phones Friday. It's 9:12.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOY News Time.
918.
Let's talk about this just for just a minute or so about the Twitter situation, the tweets.
Oh boy.
The tweets yesterday. There are people who think the president just went too far in this. He often uses Twitter as a way to get back at his political opponents and critics, basically. But Thursday morning, there were a couple of tweets that insulted the Morning Joe hosts. And if you never watch MSNBC, it's Joe Scarborough that actually used to be a congressman way back when, and Mika Brzezinski, who was Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter, and he was the national security advisor under Carter, and he just died here a month or so ago. And people were really shocked. The first one said, "I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. I don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika along with psycho Joe came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve, and instead of joining me and insisted on joining me, she was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no." And that's a combination of two of them there.
Yeah.
But, they were insulting, and there are plenty of people who just don't think that that's becoming of a president to do that.
Well, it's not.
And part of the reason is, I guess, because none of the other ones have ever done that sort of thing. Now, they have insulted people.
Yep.
It just hasn't been quite as public because, well, you know, Twitter wasn't even a thing until how long has Twitter even been around? The last 10, 12 years, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's... I mean, it's new technology, and we're in an era now where everything is covered every moment, 24 hours a day, to the point where you can get awfully tired of it. News.
Yeah.
You know, and I've said that a lot. I mean,
and you remember the Megyn Kelly blood coming out of her whatever.
Whatever, yeah, exactly. And some of that stuff is not so becoming of the office. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
By the way, the rewards code today is fourth, FOURTH, as in 4th of July, which is coming up on Tuesday.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, three GOP senators and a GOP congresswoman, yesterday condemned President Trump.
Yeah.
For his Twitter attacks.
Well, there really weren't very many people that were defending him, with the exception of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's, she's the deputy press secretary, and so defending him is kind of part of her
job
in a way.
Ryan told reporters...
Although, to be fair, I think she also means it.
Yeah, true. Ryan told reporters, "Obviously, I don't see this as appropriate.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do around here is improve the tone... the civility of the debate. This obviously doesn't help do that."
Yeah.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, all
Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Republican, just said, "Stop it. You know, this presidential platform should be used for more than bringing people
sound like
down."
A family fight.
Lindsey Graham, they asked him, you know, point blank, and he said, "Well," he says, "I wouldn't have done it."
Yeah.
And then they said, "Well, do you think it's appropriate for the president?" He says, "No, not really." And, you know, because he's not going to attack the guy. But, you know, he just, I don't know. It seemed like an impulsive move, and there are plenty of people who don't think that impulse control should be a problem a president should have. On the other hand, part of what he does purposefully, and I don't know that it's necessarily impulse control. It could very well be strategic, as far as I know, because I'm not him. I don't know what's inside his head, apart from the usual biology.
See, and that's what makes this whole thing so hard to deal with.
Yeah. Is it a lack of self-control?
You don't know what's in his head. You don't know what his purpose is.
Exactly. Is it a lack of
purpose?
Is it a lack of self-control, or is it simply a strategy that, and I can hardly argue with his strategy. As I've always said about him, I mean, yeah, I may disagree with all sorts of things and be shocked by certain things that I'm seeing. However, he's a billionaire and president, and I'm not.
I hadn't noticed.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, you know, now that you think about it.
Now to think about it,
it is
you're
true.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I I don't know whether to say, I should condemn this, or just say, well, I'm not there.
Yeah.
And part of what Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the deputy press secretary, she's the one that's basically second banana to Sean Spicer, but he takes the day off or has a lot quite often. And I'm not sure exactly why. There have been rumors that he's going to be replaced by her ultimately, but it hasn't happened yet anyway. She's still the deputy. But she yesterday was saying, well, you know, you don't realize how much he gets attacked by people. And essentially what the people were saying is, well, yes, we do realize how much the president gets attacked by people. It happened to the last president and the president before that and the president before that and the president before that and the president before that.
Yep.
It happens to all of them. And the way they react is up to them, essentially.
Yep.
And the other ones have rolled their eyes or you know, not given it, not dignified it with an answer, that sort of thing.
Yep.
And he's not the sort that doesn't. That goes about it that way. I mean, he doesn't say, I'm not going to dignify that with an answer. He just gives an answer.
Yeah.
So, good or bad, you know, you can tell us what you think.
Let's go to Rocky. Rocky, good morning.
Yes, good morning, guys. I'm on my way to Montana, but I couldn't help listen to the show. I did want to follow up on what I was talking about yesterday about the Christians being murdered and destroyed in the Middle East there. And And Rich made my point completely when he said that before Obama came into office, they didn't have a problem. The Saddam Hussein and Iran and Iraq and Gaddafi, they let them worship the way they wanted to until Obama and Hillary got Gaddafi out of there, destroyed him. And then made a mess out of the whole thing. So it's really a mess. And I don't understand why people can't see that. They didn't let them over here.
I think we talked about yesterday. A lot of the people that we're talking about, although it's good that they don't turn their country into to a caliphate that has nothing but Islamic rules and Sharia law and things like that, the fact is that they do have a dictatorship going, and so there's good and bad.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But you know what the word Islam means, don't you? It means to submit, and that means that they want the whole. When they mean peace. Muslims say peace, they mean peace. Mean everybody has to be under Sharia law.
Yeah. In other words, it would be it would be peace, but definitely conditional. Rocky, thank you. We need to go to a break. It's 9:26.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
So we are back. KBOI News Time, 9:36.
Todd's over here working his regular hours and yet putting in overtime at the exact same time.
Yes.
That's good. I like that.
Carrying drums and stuff.
Because I mentioned that that cruise earlier. They have those theme cruises where sometimes you can have, one that'll have Cool in the Gang and Earth, Wind, and Fire on it. Mm-hmm. And then there was one last year that had...
I've been on a couple.
There's one that had Firefall and the Little River Band and...
Paul Revere did that for years.
Orleans and all that stuff. You know, and Paul Revere used to go on the oldies cruises and whatnot. But this particular cruise, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd, 38 Special, Atlanta Rhythm Section, Molly Hatchet, Marshall Tucker Band. It's an all Southern rock cruise. And apparently it went on sale and sold out just like that.
Minute.
Of course, I mean, it takes off from Florida anyway.
President Donald Trump this morning.
Yes.
Called for repealing the Affordable Health Care Act immediately and replace it later with another health care plan.
Later?
If Republican senators are unable to pass their bill. If Republican senators are unable to pass... what they are working on now, they should immediately repeal and then replace at a later date, tweeted Trump.
When okay, so So get rid of what we have now and then have nothing until they're ready.
Trump's declaration marks a political shift for him and could further imperil delicate negotiations on Capitol Hill. Came shortly after Senator Ben Sass, how do you say it?
Sass is how I say it.
Sass of Nebraska urged the president in a letter to repeal Obamacare now and replace later. The current Republican plan in Congress is to do both in one massive piece of legislation, though the Senate's bill has struggled to gain necessary support. Yeah. Let's go to
now. If you replace,
go to Rich Boise.
If you replace something, you repeal it anyway, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Rich.
Well, I don't want to talk about Trump, but just in case Rocky's still listening, Saddam Hussein was dead when Obama took office. And you bonehead, you can't blame Obama for what went on in Iraq. He was dead before Obama took office. That guy goes to such desperate lengths to try to blame Democrats for things. It's just incredible. But this thing about Trump and his... I mean, this guy, I mean, he has control. He's a commander-in-chief. He has control of our nuclear weapons and our armed forces. And he's a petty child. And I think he has dementia. I think his attributes that he had when he's younger are just getting worse and worse as he gets older.
Did you see what was proposed yesterday? That they essentially, I mean, he would still be commander-in-chief, but even with that title, he wouldn't be able to... start even, so much as a skirmish someplace.
Proposed by who?
Congress.
Really?
Well, it's what that was. They were getting rid of that Authorization Act, which should be,
the one that came in with the Homeland Security Department, right.
Yeah, and that was stupid. It was passed after 9/11, and that should be done away with. But when Nixon was being impeached, the Joint Chiefs of Staff got together, and they kind of all talked it over, because they were afraid that he'd do something crazy. Mm-hmm. And I hope they're doing that now, because if it ever was the point where he was, if he got mad and angry enough, there's just no telling what he would do. I mean, he'll just blatantly lies about things that can be proven, instantly be proven absolutely wrong, and it doesn't bother him. There's something
It's part of it is the wag the dog theory that if there is a presidential scandal and it's big enough, all of a sudden a war will start somewhere, so no one will pay attention to it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just think he's irrational, and he just might just start something. I mean, he might get upset that some foreign leader or something. I just don't think he's a rational human being, and it just kind of scares me what he might do. I mean, his crazy tweets. They're not just crazy because he's a president. They're kind of crazy because he's an adult. You know, even an adult should. I mean, what would you think of Mayor Beter if he started acting like that?
You mean tweeting insults at people?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd think much of him either.
But he does it for like just silly petty reasons, and he can't control himself.
True.
That's the part that's scary. He has no control. He doesn't seem to be.
Hey, good stuff. Thanks, Rich.
Appreciate the call. Dave of Boise says, if we have $14 million to spend on fixing the green belt, I expect to see some very nice additions to our green belt. For the most part, we are talking dirt rocks and a small amount of asphalt. And
have you priced dirt rocks and asphalt lately?
Yeah.
Asphalt, holy crap.
Just for future reference, Dave, asphalt is two word, or is one word, not two. And labor, that much money should be buying a flood-safe green belt for the future. I hope that's what happens, but I somehow doubt it. Poor planning and frivolous spending is a huge problem in this country.
Okay, I think I may have screwed up the phone answering.
Well, real quickly here.
No, go ahead. You got plenty of time now.
I do have. Bob says, Trump's words are not presidential, and the guy who does nasty things with a cigar in the Oval Office gets a pass. No, I don't believe he did get a pass. He was impeached for lying for lying to Congress, but as I said, got acquitted and didn't get kicked out of office. But I wouldn't call that getting a pass. Anyway, Rush said it best, the media are like cats chasing the laser pointer and bouncing off the wall. Trump is playing the media, you included, like a fiddle. Okay, well, I'll accept that because, like I said, I don't know one way or the other. Now, as well, do we have the guy back yet? Okay.
Who is it?
Greg and Meridian?
Yeah, we're having some kind of problem. Let's go to Greg. Greg, good morning.
Well, geez, all I wanted to do was call you and say congratulations for 50 years.
Well, thank you.
And the only comment I want to make this morning is because I'm kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm just getting old. I'm just tired of all the stuff that people come up with, and Trump tweets, and Rich criticizes, and Rocky goes off. You know what?
There's a certain predictability, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Rich, you know, I don't know you, but I got to tell Paul J. congratulations. I'm going to listen to them from 6 till open phones, and then I'm going to quit. But 50 great years, that's a big deal.
Thank you.
That's a big deal. I just had one of my buddies retire after 45 years in law enforcement, and that's a big deal. So, congratulations. You bring a lot of great news to people. You've done an amazing job. I remember when I first came here in 1992, I could hear a pin drop in the stadium during the football games, but I could always listen to the voice of the Broncos.
All right. You're the man.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Stay well.
You too.
I should tell them what's happening Sunday, too. It's Paul J's birthday on Sunday. I should point that out. And that's the day when, at some point during July 2nd, that's when half the year is over and we begin the second half
of
the year.
Exactly. I'm halfway day.
Exactly. And it's your 51st birthday, I believe. So because you started working here when you were one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly right.
There we go.
See, I don't even furrow my brow anymore.
Thereabouts, anyway.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:45.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
My wife loved her some 38 special, I'll tell you what. All right, KBOI News Time. 9:39. Let's go back to the phones and Skip on line two. Skip, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, it's great to see hear the accolades still coming in for Paul J. and his 50 years. You know, anything that lasts longer than that is a tree. but anyway, again, congrats, Paul.
So
J.
true. We were talking, Skip, last week sometime about. Tam and I got married before a game in Reno when Skip was coaching the Broncos. And we got married on Friday night. The game was on Saturday. So we get married. Broncos win. Now, and back in those days, they sat the Boise State fans in the corners of the stadium. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And after the game, you guys took kind of like a victory lap. I mean, it was really pretty cool. And you went over and you kind of bound off four corners, and it was really neat. And then you wanted us to get married the next time we went down there.
Over and over again. That really wasn't a victory lap. What it was is we wanted to thank the fans.
Oh, that was awesome.
That had gone down there, and then they put them in these four corners.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah, we just wanted to know how much we appreciated the fans being there. So, but you know, another thing I wanted to share with all this political mumbo jumbo going on, sometimes a lighthearted moment is good for the soul. Yesterday, I think it was Paul J. that I can't remember what you guys were talking about, but Paul J. made the comment, "Too bad, so sad," and it reminded me the story of a kid who went to college. And after a couple of months, he sent his dad a note. He said, "Dear Dad, no mun, no hun, no fun, your son." and the dad sent back a note saying, "Dear son, too bad, so sad, you're dead."
like
so anyway, that. In the midst of all this stuff going on, it's good to have a lighthearted moment.
No question. No question.
Thanks, guys, for all you do.
Thanks, Skip. Thank have
you.
A nice holiday.
Yep.
That's
you
great.
Too.
You know, earlier we were discussing people that you could be justified in nominating for sainthood. There's one right there.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
That was such a great afternoon, you know, when we beat.
Yeah. Nevada?
Yeah, and you know what it's like down there.
I do.
The game gets over and the sun's going down. It's nasty and
mm-hmm.
and everybody's in all the corners. And I'll never forget the team going around.
Yeah.
Everybody from the Wolfpack was all ticked off. And
I'm sure they were.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Crude Pundit.
One of the good moments.
Yeah, Crude Pundit of Boise says, fellas, Mika, talking about Mika Brzezinski,
sure.
Posted a photo taken at Mar-a-Lago last January when Crude Trump claimed she was bleeding from facelift surgery. Check the photo here, and I did. And it says, all women should bleed so charmingly. And, but she was not...
Leading.
Let's put it this way. She was not exactly looking bruised up or hurt in any way.
Mm.
James in Garden City says, Trump tweets to manipulate the press. Morning Joe is meaningless and not a newsworthy topic. Trump tweets about this TV show. Sorry, I don't watch it. Yeah, it is. It's television.
I don't watch it.
To strategically distract the press from covering other real issues, and they fall for it every time.
Now, see, you can... At some point in time, you got to stop saying that.
That they fall for it every
yeah,
time?
Yeah, you got to stop saying...
Well, they haven't stopped covering the other stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most of these television networks do have more than one...
Yeah, it's not like the only thing they cover...
Than one reporter.
Yeah.
And, you know, so far they spent one day on it. And,
yeah.
And let's see, Micah Boyce, he says, I thought in America we have the freedom of speech. Is the president not an American citizen? He, of
yeah,
all people...
Yeah, but you got to have some decorum.
Yeah, well, nobody ever said that he couldn't do this. They just said that they'd kind of rather he weren't so smarmy because he's the president of the United States.
Yeah,
but, you know, as I said, I don't know what some of the presidents in the past would have tweeted had there been Twitter at that time.
That's a very good point.
You know,
point.
Some of them might have been downright crude.
Well, we had some country guys.
Yeah. Lyndon Johnson... didn't exactly censor himself particularly well.
No.
And didn't exactly try. Let's see, lots of people every day say things that others don't agree with or find offensive. I am sick and tired of all the childish behavior from our government officials and media. Can't they see how the public views their playground tactics? You don't have to make a mountain out of a molehill in every single phrase he says, and vice versa. It's exhausting. Okay.
I like that a lot. It is exhausting.
H.G. McCall says, I don't pay attention to the tweets. Maybe it's just President Trump's way of venting. I listen to what President Trump says in meetings and in public events. I don't think it's appropriate when presidents go on TV like Saturday Night Live or the like and pretend they are just another guy. I never watch anything like that. Those shows are stupid, and whatever president we have should have more class and dignity than to do that. And,
Democrats famous for that.
Of course. Well, and of course, Nixon went on laughing.
Yeah, he did.
I think he was a candidate at the time, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was.
We are out of time. We'll see you Monday.
Yeah.